Proclamation number 222 dated the December 11th, 1937. Beneficial activity. And once again we want to point your beneficial activity out to you. Much will still be offered to you and only diligent work on yourself will bring you closer to the goal of being united with the Heavenly Father. For when God's messengers endeavor to initiate you into the mystery of eternity, when you are continuously given divine wisdoms, when the Lord Himself allocates you what you shall receive, an abundance of blessings will be ascribed to you. Behold, we want to reinforce your will, we want to prepare you for your work, we want to help you to always desire the heavenly bread. At no time will it be denied to you as long as you ask for it yourself and constantly remain in contact with us in a state of complete closeness to God. As we are merely the Lord's executive forces, we comply with His every directive and teach where the desire for the deity exists. As soon as a nasty thought of evil powers wants to thwart your endeavor and influence you unfavorably, our protective spiritual beings are anxious to remove you from this influence, and when you direct your thoughts to the Savior again all enemies of your soul will be powerless. This is why it entails such infinite blessing if you frequently find the path to the Savior who will comply with your desire with boundless love. This shows all of you that every thought is decisive for your spiritual development. Look at people whose mind is exclusively occupied with worldly desires, how little contact they have with their spiritual surroundings, how carelessly they bypass so many blessings which would also be granted to them. Every spiritual being's continuous effort is to direct the thoughts of their entrusted earthly children into spiritual regions. With just a little cooperation you'll already be able to receive your spiritual friend's thoughts, that is, they will be able to transfer the thoughts to you, and then you will slowly ascend step by step, if it is your will. For only your will is decisive. You shall choose the path to the Father in complete freedom of will, and since you are too weak to choose what is right of your own accord, you must pray for strength and for correct realization, after which you will be guided correctly, for the Father calls you in His love. Anyone of good will heed the call, for the Father considers no person and no being too insignificant that he should not attempt to draw it upwards. Thus you constantly notice within yourselves the struggle of the spiritual beings surrounding you. Amen.